Get ready. It's time. Christina, Lisa, Amy, and Lauren. Welcome to the Cimarelli Podcast.
Hey, I'm Christina.
I'm Lisa.
I'm Amy.
I'm Lauren.
And we're Cimarelli.
What the heck, Lisa?
I had sparkling water in my throat.
Welcome back to
the Cimarelli Podcast.
Interesting.
I don't think I like
we
that.
We don't
one.
Even have the British lady in our intro anymore, so there's nothing holding me back.
There really is
why
not.
Why not?
There's nothing.
She's not.
Me back.
Right?
She should be.
Oh, never mind.
You're so
I
wrong.
Thought she wasn't.
Christina.
Wasn't she gone for a while? Maybe.
Christina.
Catherine.
Right, never.
Oh, fine.
Okay, guys, listen. Listen up. So today we have a very great episode because today we're going to answer the web's most searched questions.
Okay.
I wish there was a sound effect going ding, ding, ding.
Every
ding.
Time you say that, I think that we're answering like just questions people Google in general. Like, how do you buy a house?
We should do that.
That's what we're doing. Wait, that is actually
do
a good idea.
Do what I said and everyone said no.
Wait, I didn't
a
hear
long
you
time
say
ago,
that.
I said this.
Wait, I'm writing this
guesses.
Down. The web's most searched questions in general is what we should do.
Wrong answer.
Today we're
only.
Doing the one about
and
us.
We all just take our best guess.
Yes,
like,
literally.
It's completely wrong.
Okay, now that's a different... Taking a turn, but it's interesting. Okay,
please,
so guys,
please.
Listen. That's what we're doing today. Hello. If you're joining us on YouTube, did you know that we have double the episodes on Patreon? Go to the link in the description and join our Patreon, and you get double the Cimarelli Podcast episodes. You get 20 of this season, and we only upload 10 on YouTube. So we do every other episode, 1, 3, 5, etc., on YouTube. So if you want all the other ones, go to Patreon. Now, what are you missing there, you may be wondering? Well, on our last one, we talked about the order we get ready in, that whole thing that was going around online, whatever. And then we did New Relationships 101, which Lauren led this topic.
She led the charge.
Pretty cool. And what's coming up, you ask? We're doing a Christmas movie tier list of a bunch of popular Christmas movies. We are ranking them. I am so, so, so excited because we have some interesting opinions
can't
on
stop
those.
Burping.
Lisa,
I've burped like nine
also,
times.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Yes, they are wearing red only on that side, and yes, we are wearing black on the side. It was an accident. We did not plan this.
It worked out real well.
Also, I don't know if anyone can hear, but my nose is whistling so bad.
I've noticed this a lot.
That's
this
all
used
I have
to happen
say.
To me.
No, it's me.
Do that it.
Used
wait,
to
do
happen
it.
To
do
me
it. Do it.
Time. Wait, I have
I
to say something
anymore.
About this.
Okay.
I have to say something about this. Listen. My nose, this is
oh
the most random story I ever told.
Oh my gosh, it is doing it.
My nose used to whistle all the time.
I'm sorry,
do that.
You can hear it.
And then my ex-boyfriend would be like, your nose is whistling, whatever. So then after we broke up, he was like, at some point he was like talking to me, he's like, my nose was whistling today and I thought of you. And I was like, what? And then after that, every time my nose whistles, I'm like, oh my gosh, my ex-boyfriend. It doesn't happen that often anymore, but...
That's
is that really,
really
weird?
No, it's just funny.
That is strange.
So
I
thought
you were
going
to say he said
thing.
He, I miss your nose whistle.
Yeah, I thought you were going
to
say
okay,
guys,
he probably said
so
something to that effect.
Bad, really and I funny. Don't know what caused it or how to get rid of it. I think maybe it's congestion. I don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, so guys,
maybe it's a deviated
set. Let's
okay. jump into the video.
Okay. Our stuff.
Let's
we
jump
always
in.
Start with what we
what
had
we
for,
had
breakfast.
For breakfast.
I'll go first.
Okay.
You know my classic, I just had a yogurt, but I had the, what is it called? It's like cocoa almond loco or coconut almond loco.
I tried that because you told me to try it.
Wait, you hadn't tried it?
Yeah, you said you like this one, right? And I said no.
Did you
and
it you think?
Actually, I thought I wasn't going to like it because coconut, but right? Coconut?
Mm-hmm.
But I actually liked it. It
it's
was really
so
good.
So good. Okay, so I had the Chobani Flips. It's a yogurt where it's like flavored Greek yogurt with toppings that you flip and like dump them in and mix it together.
It's delicious.
Coconut yogurt with little like coconut flakes. And then little like dark chocolate pieces and then
oh, that sounds good.
Like what do you call it? Sliced toasted almonds.
Oh.
That's the topping.
It's so
even though I'm scared of yogurt, that sounds
good.
Like I am
it was really good.
Try.
It's really good. So that's what I have for breakfast.
Okay. I had French toast. Not that extravagant.
Okay.
That
what
is
kind
extravagant
was it? What already? Kind was it?
No, it was just normal. Oh, I made it with Dave's Killer Bread, so it was a lot more
nutritious.
Rich.
Wow. Nourishing.
I made it for Barrett and I. Well, I guess it was like cinnamon. Do you always put cinnamon on it? Cinnamon French toast?
Yeah, I would.
Cinnamon French toast. Mm. And Barrett and I love French toast.
That's so fun.
So
okay.
It was great.
You're like when people like get a new boyfriend, they're like, we love
we
this.
Love
I was just
here.
Thinking about that. That me is and so Barrett true.
Love but like, you Barrett do and I have love this. Similar taste in food.
Like, no, there's a lot of things like that. Together. We love, yeah. Barrett and I go everywhere together.
I would hope so.
Yeah. We will be right over. Your baby alone at home. Okay.
You
what? She said we, never mind. Just
never mind. All right. It's fine.
I had a broccoli cheddar soup from Panera with a side of bread.
Yeah. What is wrong with
breakfast?
For breakfast?
Yeah.
You act like that's so normal.
It's just soup. I don't think that's that weird.
Interesting
for
choice.
Breakfast. I would it doesn't feel right in my soul.
I would never reach times. For that.
That is
well,
really odd.
It was what I had left over and I was like, ooh, soup.
Good soup.
Not from that's breakfast. You're wild.
Okay, right. You.
I had two eggs, a toast with butter. Shocking, I know not.
Wow, you really? Like,
and a banana.
Stepping out.
Wow.
This was strange to me. But this week I was like, I don't really feel like avocado this week. It was weird.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. Let's share our four perspectives.
Our four paws.
On. What is it this week?
Oh, I'm nervous.
Are
what is
you?
It?
It's really dramatic.
Oh, okay.
Are you more of a homebody?
Ooh,
or a
drama.
Social butterfly?
Okay, wait.
I'm a homebody.
I feel like there's a third option here.
I
because,
think there is.
Listen,
oh, my God.
A homebody means...
Wait a minute.
Listen.
Lisa being as accurate as possible. That's
yes.
what she said to us last
yes.
time.
No, no,
how
no.
How could you?
No.
No, she didn't
no, no.
say it in a...
No,
listen. No. So Lisa roasts people for doing this. Oh. I love it. I love to see it.
To define terms?
Yes. You hate when we get too specific.
No, no. What you don't know what my real point was? Was that we were all making sure we defined each other with our opinions of each other.
Yeah,
instead
that's
of
good.
Just the person.
That's a good thing.
It wasn't about being accurate. It was like, we need to make...
Okay. I thought it was a good thing.
We're talking about a previous episode. Anyway, so.
The last episode.
All right.
No, two episodes ago.
Okay.
There's a homebody, which means you love being at home and you don't love leaving your house, correct?
Mm, yeah.
You may actually like being around, like being having people at your home, but you,
but
like,
you just
to
like
be
being
at your
home.
Home.
Yeah.
Then you have a social butterfly who loves people. That doesn't actually
who
have to do
to
with
no,
leaving your
that,
house.
No, but this means going out.
Okay, going out.
A social butterfly who likes
like
to go,
you
and
go
out
on the town.
Yeah.
Okay. But I don't love being at home, but I also don't love being around, like talking to a million people. I love going out and like walking down the street in the town, being in a restaurant by myself or just with my husband, you know, small hangs, but like being out. Oh, like I need to get out of the house every day or at least every other day or like most of the days of the week. Or if I'm home all day, multiple days in a row, I don't feel like a person. Oh, I don't like it.
Okay, I'm the opposite of Lisa. Huh. I love being home, but I really like there to be people there.
Wow. And I actually like being home the most if I'm the only one home, which doesn't happen anymore because I have a baby.
Oh my gosh, we're so opposite.
Literally.
Unknown.
I like to be home. I don't really like... I don't like going places with a bunch of people. Like, I hate the mall. I don't like... I don't know. I think I'm scared of humanity, TBH. So
yeah,
I just feel sure. like something bad's gonna scary. Happen. I don't know. You never know these days. So I'm just like, not like I never leave my house, but I just don't love it. Like, I usually like just have people come over if I'm gonna hang out with people or go to someone else's house. Like, I don't really like to like go out and do stuff. But like, okay, sometimes like
but
go
if
to a
you've
restaurant.
Been in your house for a few days, do you feel fine?
Yes.
What?
Me too.
I don't mind it.
After like
Are
a week,
we?
I'm like, yes. I'm going to die.
Except for my thing is I have to force myself to stay home.
Oh
it's so bad. Like, Lauren was yelling.
Don't relate to that.
Lauren was yelling, not yelling, but yelling in Lauren's version of that.
You hate your house? Slightly elevated her tone.
Song. What song was that?
Shut up. Just
I'm
shut
just
up. Shut
no.
up.
I'm not trying to get us not copyrighted.
No, it was Monday. Tuesday, Wednesday.
That was her describing me leaving the house
party every day. That's literally her.
Yeah, I have a problem, and then I cry because I left too much and I'm too tired.
Oh
my
gosh!
Every single night.
Yes.
Wait, so you're
after
like a baby
all day
where they have wake windows and you have to make them take a nap or they're gonna get real tired. They're not.
Yeah, I had to do that
she
to myself.
Disrespects
every,
her wake windows
every weekend. She starts crying or just gets mad and she's
literally
just like. Literally. And it's just like, I did so much. I didn't have any time
for
myself.
Every week?
Every week.
Basically,
this is your toxic cycle?
Yes.
That's
this is your
toxic
trait.
Okay. Don't we should do what's your toxic
Wait,
trait
yes,
as well.
That should be be one of our pops.
Do not relate
that
to
that. That is one
of
my toxic traits because I like I don't really love having people over and like
yeah
like,
you
I do,
don't
not
do.
Like but
God,
I
want to
go do stuff.
I don't either.
I don't want to be in my house. I'm already in my house.
The only reason I'm having people over is if we're immediately going out the door to go on a walk.
Yeah,
really?
Oh yeah,
like I like to do it every once in a while. I like to do it like, oh, we'll come over and we'll watch TV and stuff, but oh, like gosh, I'm also kind people. Of like I don't love it.
Unless you're coming over to watch TV.
Yes. Like
specifically. Yeah. That's yes. what I want to do. Yes. Otherwise,
yeah,
get
like,
out of my
no,
house.
No, I will never. No. Yeah.
Okay. I need to see the world. See
agreed.
World.
Or I feel like a caged animal.
Yep. Okay. Did you guys realize? Did you notice that we're all wearing incredibly cute jewelry?
We're all bejeweled.
Okay. Wow. I keep. Bejeweled. When Lauren was talking, I was staring at Lauren the whole time and thinking, I think ooh. I have to get. Is it a thing that comes together or one piece?
No.
Or two pieces.
It's just
that was
not a yes or no question.
Three pieces.
Oh, this is three different necklaces. Yeah.
Did
oh.
they come together?
There's chain, and this. No, these whoa. Two chains came together, and this was its own.
Okay, those two chains with, I guess with anything below them, looks so freaking cute. So guys, we're all wearing Ana Luisa jewelry, which is A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. Take a look. Oh, let's see. We got, I got, a, am I the one wearing a bracelet?
Yeah.
Bracelet,
but we got a ring.
I'm not a bracelet gal. Ring. I got look. I got the ring. I got the keys. I got the
earrings.
Cuff.
Look at my earrings. These are like the
whoa,
cutest earrings I've ever worn.
Those are really cool.
I love those.
I never wear stuff like this. Branching out.
There you go.
And
just
then
for a second. There you go.
The necklaces. I'm wearing the most necklaces I've ever worn. Also.
Two?
What about you guys?
Oh, wait, that's right.
Oh, I just got the necklaces.
Oh, I got
it's
the...
It's so freaking cute.
I got the lock necklace.
What about your earrings?
And the earrings. I'm obsessed with these earrings.
Are these both?
Yeah.
Wow. So if you guys...
I know, double trouble.
If you go to the link in our description, Silent. Which is shop.analuisa.com/Cimarelli, Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, you get 20% off. They're aww. Doing their biggest sale of the year right now. And... pieces start at $39.
Ooh,
every good. Friday, they launch a new collection.
We love
so
to see
it. So it's pretty, pretty cool. But if you guys are in the market for some new jewelry, which, I mean, when are you not? You know, you like your mood changes. That's
it.
Such a real thing. I cannot wear, like, a lot of jewelry every day. It has to be, like, a simple one day. And then the next day, I'm like, ooh, I want to do a lot. And one day, I'm like, more understated, you know? So if you want to change with your mood, you have to have a good
collection.
Mm-hmm.
That is a real thing. A lot of days I'm like, I cannot wear these earrings.
Yeah.
Do you guys do that too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it just
like,
kind of depends on the outfit.
I absolutely cannot do these today.
Yeah. It's so. Just the outfit.
Go with your mood. So if you guys want to get some really, really cute new pieces, Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, and use the link in, I keep saying our bio, but I'm wanting to say
description.
That. It's description. 20% off their biggest sale of the year. Piece is starting at $39.
Love it.
Okay, some of you might be used to getting jewelry for like $1. Okay, that used to be
that's
me.
The old me.
Okay, and then it ends up in your sink.
Turning
your
the toilet.
The sink. It ends up turning brown. It ends up breaking. Okay, but these are like high quality pieces that I would really say if you just need like a good statement. Well, maybe not statement. Staple, that's what I mean. Necklace or like something simple like that. This is a great choice. Okay? Mm-hmm.
But they also have fun stuff like these. Are you kidding me? These ain't no run-of-the-mill, middle of the mall. Just kidding. They might be. No. These are like special. Look at these keys.
I love
it. I can unlock your heart with these.
Oh my gosh.
Oh
all right,
my
guys.
Gosh.
If you're interested, go check out Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A. shop.analuisa.com/Cimarelli. 20% off their biggest sale of the year, and pieces start at $39. Fridays they launch new collections. Go check it out.
Yeehaw.
Okay, guys, I think it's time. It's definitely time.
What's the time?
Well, I need to figure out
question
where the
of
heck,
the week.
What's the question?
Where on my
please?
Phone did I put this?
It's time for Christina to figure out where she put it on her
where
phone.
Where did
that's
I put
that?
It's time for us to distract you from Christina endlessly scrolling through her notes.
Scrolling.
Quick, a badger
scrolling.
Is loose in the
scrolling
air vents.
And scrolling.
Oh, I know where I put it. I found it. Okay, so.
Badger is loose in the air vents.
We are going to answer the web's most searched questions about Cimarelli. Okay?
Yeah.
I wish we had the board that they do in
the wired
autocomplete
interviews.
What? I wish we had those. Where they peel them off. It looks so satisfying.
You've definitely seen them. They're huge.
I don't watch
you have
like
to
that.
Have
well,
seen
isn't that where this trend came from?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I didn't see it.
Okay. So.
Never saw
I
it.
Have group ones and individual. What should I start with?
I don't know.
Group. Yeah, let's
group?
Start
okay.
With group.
First question.
Un foto grupo.
Is Cimarelli all biological sisters?
Yes.
Yes.
I know, you wouldn't believe it.
Okay, next one. Are all the Cimarelli sisters married?
No.
No.
Yep. These two are not.
Yeah.
Can you believe it, folks?
The two red ones.
I can't believe it.
I am.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I am
you
too.
Said we two are not.
They're
so
not.
That means you are.
They're married. In case you're wondering.
The next one is, are the Cimarelli parents divorced?
No.
Oh, I think people search that because our song Good Enough. He's about divorce.
Ooh. Oh. No, they've been married for 33-ish, 34 years, somewhere in that vicinity.
Are the Cimarelli sisters Mormon?
No. Although I don't drink caffeine.
Ah.
That's not the same thing. But.
I know. I'm saying I have something in
common.
That's
not the same thing.
I have one thing in common with Mormons because I believe they don't have caffeine. So
okay, so this isn't it. Do we do anything called this? Cimarelli, how we record is a big circle.
What?
So everyone want to know how we record?
How do they record stuff? So you take a microphone similar to this one, and we plug it into our laptops. I do it in my guest bedroom, you know?
Yeah.
I just sit on the bed and go,
Should we do a video?
Wow.
Press R for record. Space bar stops. Little control click, you know, cut, fade.
Control click?
I need to get the fade trick.
Yeah, you hold a command.
I don't know what it is. I have to click the thing and go down to it. It's not good.
Oh, I just put it on the right one, so all I have to do is press the one thing and then it goes.
Press what thing?
Right is always fade for me. Are you talking about the two options?
Yeah.
The Lauren didn't do that.
I don't do this. I just go T,
twins,
T, A.
Twins.
Oh, I do T. I do T for cutting.
Yes.
But then to fade it,
I go T, A.
Is it control or something?
What?
You just press T A
and it will switch to it.
So it's just a different way
to press one thing. But will it fade like a specific size? You know, like a little tiny fade or like a...
No. It will just change the tool.
It changes the tool.
Oh!
It's the same thing that we're doing.
Oh my God. All right, we got to keep going. What do these days anymore?
Okay, the point is we record ourselves and we record in Logic.
Whoa. Yes.
Logic Pro.
You got to teach me that again when I'm able to understand it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same.
Next one. How, I don't know why this is a search. How is Cimarelli tall?
How tall is Cimarelli?
Well, I took a pill in Ibiza.
I mean, that's a very good
Stop just kidding.
What? Okay. Well, let's see. Our mom's kind of tall.
I'm just
She's 5'7".
Hey, please. Yeah. I'm just under 5'6".
So you're 5'5".
Oh, are we answering this as
how almost
tall?
5'6", though, so I'm closer to 5'6".
How are we tall?
Because I think that's what they mean is how tall
No, so I'm saying
you?
I don't think I'm tall.
That is tall.
That is taller
how
than average.
How are we tall?
Average is 5'3".
Yeah.
Not one person. Well, actually, outside of America, people are like, "Wow, you're so tall." But for some reason,
no. Every time people meet us, people are always like, "You guys are so tall."
Some people say you're taller in person.
No, they say it to me because you guys are all so tall.
You guys are all so tall. That's a very common comment.
Okay.
Lisa, if you wear like a platform boot, you're like 5'7". That's like tall. That's like what 80th percentile.
My combat boots, I am 5'9". They are so thick.
Bro, that's tall as heck, bro.
They're really tall.
So, I don't know what that means. How tall are we? How are we?
Oh yeah, let's just say how tall we are, real quick.
Well, and the reason that's just genetics, guys.
Yeah,
there's nothing
you're
5'6".
I'm almost 5'7", so I just round up. You're 4'10".
I'm 4'10" and a half.
Oh.
Okay, next. How many Cimarelli sisters are pregnant?
Zero.
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 We know.
Yeah,
zero. I'm not pregnant.
Okay.
We're waiting on it. Hopefully one day in the next months. Hopefully not years.
Hopefully one day. Maybe
let's hope for months.
50. 60.
Hopefully when I'm
70,
60.
80.
Okay, last group one.
90.
When I'm 80. How does Cimarelli make money?
Oh.
We beg on the streets.
I was going to say.
Lisa. Okay, how do we make money? We have a lot of streams of income. Our two biggest ones are streaming and YouTube AdSense.
Streaming is like Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Google Play,
Deezer,
Pandora,
Amazon Music.
Oh, yeah.
YouTube Music.
Yes. Those, what do you call them? Platforms, services. They collect money from their advertisers and then they send it out to the people who make the music so that they can have advertisers.
Guys, remember when you had to buy individual songs you couldn't stream?
Yes.
That was
what
a
life.
Wild time.
Yes. So
what a
we
life.
Get money from those people, those peeps. And then also on YouTube as well, they pay you if you sign up for the program correctly or whatever, like register your account. I don't really know the terms and all that. It's been a while. Good call, you. So, yeah, they also will pay you if you have, what is it, over like, you have to have a certain amount of like watch time and subscribers. Yeah, then you will get paid for your videos and
so
views.
We have other streams, but those are just the main two. But there are others.
Oh, yeah. And that. If you buy our merch, you are also supporting us. We get money.
If you join our Patreon, you're also supporting us.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Should I just do one for each of us and keep going through?
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
First one, is Christina Cimarelli married?
Yep.
Ooh, that rock though.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Watch our single on Valentine's Day video, please.
That video was when like you 4.7 million.
2018.
October 6th.
Married for 3 years. Lisa, October 3rd, 2020.
We almost have the same anniversary.
Copycat. Oh, yeah.
Right. Of three.
So Lisa, is Lisa Cimarelli a twin?
What?
With you? Lauren?
With me?
Stop wearing hats.
No.
If you watched episode
three,
you know.
I am not a twin. We are 5 years apart. And I wish more. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
That's okay. Look, Lauren and I actually don't have that much in common, but sometimes we do.
You're just, like, your faces kinda have a lot in common.
Yeah, you look like twins to me. Okay, Amy.
Oh, we both like screamo.
Yeah.
Amy already answered this, but
walking by your room hearing that music, I was like,
Amy okay? Cimarelli height.
4'10" and a half, ladies.
They're like, wow, she is so
short. So tall.
Can I even see her right now? Is that an illusion?
Please shut up.
Guys, we were all 4'10", okay?
When you were like 12, some of us moved on, some of us did not.
I was definitely not 12. I was a lot taller.
4'10"?
We were 4'10".
At some
point. That is a random point to make.
I know.
I'm so confused.
So, is Lauren engaged?
Do I look engaged? You see a ring?
No ring.
I'm just saying it's common. Does Christina Cimarelli have a kid?
Yes.
Yeah,
I do.
The cutest.
Well, technically, one in heaven, one on earth.
Aww. Little boy.
So, yes, I have a child. Okay, two. Is Lisa Cimarelli engaged?
I'm married, and I am also have a child.
That's wild. Okay.
What is Amy Cimarelli's vocal range?
I don't know. Okay, let me think.
Give us a general.
Give us a me, me, me.
The lowest? No.
No.
The lowest I hit consistently is like a low C, but I can hit a B, B flat, depending.
Wait, I think it's a middle. Hold on. I think it's a C3.
What? Is it?
I think.
Is it the octave one below middle?
Which
C?
Which one's right?
Or is it a
C?
C2? Isn't
what?
C?
No, it's not 2.
C5 is the high one where you're like belting. So C4 is middle C. So C3. I'm like really a G5 is a high G that you would belt. So a C5 is not middle C.
C4 is C4. So Amy's doing C3.
And then I think I can go up pretty consistently to like a G5 when I yell.
And the question is B-flat? Belting or going
a G? If,
no, I can actually like belt a G.
No, what's their question? I'm saying, do they want to know what note you can belt or what?
Yeah,
like you
what
can
about
just
not
physically
head
hit
higher or lower than a G5?
Not much higher than that.
All right.
There you have it.
Sometimes
people.
I've gotten up to like an A flat, but that's when I'm pretending to be you.
Does Lauren Cimarelli have
wearing
a tattoo?
What?
A tattoo?
Oh, wait. Is this an old Google search from when you had that thing on Party in the USA?
It's still there.
I had a temporary tattoo. No, I do not have a tattoo. Never
a tattoo?
Will. Sorry.
I think you're
cool.
Like,
it's not for me.
Okay. We already answered this. How tall is Christina Cimarelli? 5'6".
Skip.
Six. Okay, I'll do another one. How old is Christina Cimarelli now? So, like, how old is she now?
58 and a half.
30? Fun.
35.
Okay,
now.
I didn't make that up.
I did.
Amy,
I keep thinking you're
always
30 or 32.
Yeah.
Not 31.
Not yet. You have 32 vibes.
31 is an age that I never think about.
I never think about 31. Everyone's 32.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Right? Am I right?
Literally, you
you're
know
right.
Right.
You're right.
So
no one is 31.
No one's 31.
Right. Okay, we did this one too. How tall is Lisa Cimarelli?
5'6". Like Lauren, I'm rounding up.
Shorty.
Did okay, let's go to Amy. Amy has more. Amy Cimarelli, husband.
Oh, guys,
how's that a question?
Why are you?
No, I'm not.
Like,
married.
If one has husband, all must have husband.
Exactly. I'm not married.
How old is Lauren Cimarelli now?
How old are you now, actually?
23.
How old are
you're
you
so
now?
Old,
then?
But you also so young.
Mm-hmm. Well,
When did Christina Cimarelli have her baby? August 3rd, 2020.
Wild.
Did Lisa Cimarelli have her baby yet?
No. I'm just kidding. Yes, I did. July
17th,
2021. No. That's a nice birthday. I think about that all the time. I'm like, 2021?
Yeah, that's a weird
girl.
This
girl is so young.
Oh, yes. I did the same thing. I'm like, parents born in 2020.
His so birthday. Weird. Every time I have to enter her birth date for like the pediatrician, I'm like,
2020. That is such a thing.
I know. 717. I was like, ooh, that's fly.
It's a nice birthday.
When I was going to be induced on the 16th.
Ooh, that's fly.
I was like, oh, the 16th. Such a good birthday. But then it ended. I was like, what? When am I having this baby? And I was like, oh, wait, the 17th. All right, as long as we don't go into the 18th, we're fine. And luckily, 5 o'clock.
That's like Catherine's like, I am not having these twins on 9/11.
I know. They stayed in
there.
She
had them on 9/12.
And she went in on like 9/10.
I know. She should have set up for 9/11.
Girl, let them be born on 9/11. No, it's fine. Everything worked out.
Yeah, it did.
Okay, anyway, is Amy Cimarelli adopted?
What
yes,
because you're short.
So now now's the perfect
guys,
time
who do you look
to
like?
Let you
I
know.
I look like all of you. Did you not
who
see
you look like?
The video where I turned into Christina and looked very much similar to her?
When did you?
I don't think you look like us.
I think I do. I look like Danny and I look like Joey.
Okay, real talk. You look like grandma.
I look very much so
that's
like our grandma.
She looks like our mother's relatives.
Like, there's an old picture of her that looks exactly like
I wouldn't say exactly.
Well, it looks
but
very similar.
Similar.
I wouldn't say
exactly. I don't know why.
Okay, Lauren. What is Lauren Cimarelli's phone number?
911.
I knew you were going to say that. When
don't
I was typing this, I'm
that.
Like, someone's going to say that.
Don't
guys, why
that.
Are you looking for that?
You
what
think
you
I'm gonna
do?
Answer?
Do
you, okay, this
think
is what
I'm
they think happened
to you.
Hey, is this Lauren Cimarelli? Oh my gosh, I was looking for a new best friend since you called my number, which is so creepy. Let's be best friends. I don't feel threatened at all right now, and I don't want to call security for your house.
Look, people
and arrest
don't
you.
Understand that that feels threatening and creepy.
Oh my gosh, we're best friends now. This is how I find all my best friends. I Google them.
Okay, just think.
Sorry,
it's a
just
good
don't,
point.
Don't do that.
It's a good point.
When you think about think about yourself right now.
Yeah.
When a stranger calls is the name of a horror movie.
for a reason, it
doesn't feel good. All right.
Yeah, don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to let you know the reality.
Just trying to help you out
of how incredibly unsafe it feels to be a woman with an internet following these days. Literally anytime someone recognizes me in public, which is happening a lot lately, I'm like,
anytime my freaking doorbell rings, I jump. Because
I'm like,
I got
are you
back from the grocery store and someone said, hey, I just saw you.
Nope.
Oh, that's scary.
Go home
but
and
I don't
wash
think it was
your
scary.
Eyes
she's like,
out.
She's
you
like,
never
not
saw
Not to
me.
Be creepy.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Like,
okay, she's aware.
It doesn't mean that
she's
creepy.
Aware.
It's just you never know.
No,
it's just weird to think that someone saw you and knew
didn't
who you were
anything.
And you didn't know
guys,
that they were watching.
Please say something. It makes me feel so much worse when I get those DMs. I'm like, what was I doing when you were looking at me?
I was wondering that too. I was like, what was I doing?
Were you
about?
Staring at me? Were you
how close
following
were they to me?
If you come say hi, instantly not creepy. I can get your vibe, you know.
That's a good point, Lisa, because I was wondering what I mean, not that I did anything wild, but I was like, I wonder what they were
it's just
listening to. What was I talking about?
Yeah, so
you on the phone or something?
Probably ovulation or something.
Literally.
No, I was with
Nick.
Oh.
That's pretty much all you talk about. So
yeah, TBH is probably what it was. Okay, so
nourishing your cycle, especially at a grocery store. That's
that's probably what
probably
I was
the
about.
Number one topic you're talking about.
Nourishing your cycle. Okay,
wait, talking about? Were you walking around giving a TED talk?
Yes,
probably. So yeah,
probably. I'm like, oh, these are great for supporting your luteal phase or something.
Eggs are great.
Okay, anyway,
that's all I know.
Christina Cimarelli. Baby name. What I name Barrett.
What was no, I think they mean what was your name as a baby?
Fathead.
Christian.
Wait, I think you have a small head.
Did
you? She has a small head.
You have a small, yeah,
her
small
name head. Was
her baby
head?
Name was Tiny Tim.
I don't know.
Wait, no, you were 8 pounds.
Her
name was above average Tim.
Okay.
Did you call me Tiny Tim or her?
Weren't you like 6 pounds? Hounds?
You guys, that's
you
small?
Little shrimp.
That's really
yes.
small.
Yes.
Well, okay, listen.
You little
you
shrimp.
You were close to 7, I think.
Guys, you're going to get insight into my childhood.
Oh, no.
Short.
I don't think I made any fart jokes.
I don't think I made those until you were a lot older.
I didn't notice or care.
I guess teenagers.
I didn't really know you were that short.
Thank you.
When you're a kid, you don't really notice.
I never thought about it.
All I can remember is some shrimp. I got that one a lot on you yahoos.
Not me.
Shrimpy one.
Okay. No, that was a general comment towards anyone.
Oh my gosh, can we bring that back? Those shrimpy ones.
Okay, anyway. Last one. Did Lisa Cimarelli have cancer?
Oh, because okay. You shaved your head. Google this because I shaved my head. No. Fully respectfully, no. But when I did it, I was like, oh, this is great. If anyone I knew ever got cancer and had to like get rid of their hair or shave their head, whatever, lost their hair, 100% I would shave my head in solidarity. Easy. Don't have to think about it. Would do it.
Love that.
So no, I didn't. I did not have cancer. Just went through a rough breakup, cut off all my hair. And then I was like, you know what? Let's go all the way a year later and just cut it all off to the scalp.
I still can't believe you
Wait,
did that.
Wait, did you actually do that?
Yeah. One time Alex cut it too short.
Alex shaved it almost like a zero or whatever. So it's like someone's face the day after
Wait,
they shaved.
I don't remember that.
Didn't you just post a picture of that?
Well, it only lasts for what? Like 2 weeks?
It gets past that phase. No, Amy, it gets past. Think about your armpits. Do they stay shaved to the skin for
no,
2 weeks?
No, they don't.
That's You're how right. fast your hair
I
grows on your head,
I never thought
guys.
About that.
It's the same thing.
The shaved head, it goes pretty fast.
Was that like a week?
What?
Less than a week?
Yeah. Within a week, it's already
growing
out.
Some reason in my mind,
lot.
If you shave your head, it'll stay like that for a month.
No.
It's definitely not right.
Okay, that was the first time I shaved. Hold on, let me see. I don't know. Keep going.
Didn't you literally just post this?
No, I didn't post the
she
picture.
She didn't post
it was
the
extremely
real
extremely
one.
Short.
Oh, hold yeah, on. I can't really picture
I
that
remember
either.
That day. Alex I remember was like, taking that picture of you.
Oh, wait, no. You. Yeah, this one. Look how short it was.
Oh, you're
Whoa.
Right. Iconic. Close up. I remember taking that exact picture. I
There's
remember
a close up.
Oh, we should put we those on pic. The screen.
I had like.
Oh, you look like Joey.
Oh, yeah.
We Everyone did that. Remember that. We did that picture of Comparison. Her and Joey?
Look at my hair.
That is wild.
Yeah,
short.
You were
That's
actually.
So
you can really
cool.
see your scalp. Yeah, you can. You
so
can
weird to
see
have your
it
scalp.
It's a good for you. I love it.
Exposed.
I had
to the world.
So many freckles and moles on my scalp that I did not know about. And that's when I started getting that. Cysts removed because I was like, ew, I have a lumpy head. I didn't know it was like visible. I have one right now that I can feel it. Oh, I hate it.
Oh my gosh.
I want to get it out so bad.
Let's go
I don't
to
think I
Amy.
Oh.
You
Joyous.
Amy.
I love these questions.
Have you felt your entire scalp lately?
How?
I have a couple.
What disease does Amy Cimarelli have? Is it disease?
Many,
Is that what you call it?
Many Condition? Diseases.
Syndrome.
I actually don't know. I don't know if it's a genetic
many
disorder.
Wait, it's okay, whatever.
I have Turner syndrome.
I don't think it's a disease.
And I don't
it's
know
a
what
syndrome.
It is.
It's a condition.
It's a syndrome.
Whatever.
Okay, but
genetic,
what is that?
Genetic, whatever. And it is a genetic disease that affects one or genetic disorder, whatever, mutation. I don't know. That affects 1 in 2,000 women and women alone because it affects your X chromosome. Mm. So yeah.
Okay. What about Lauren?
These scare me.
Yeah, same.
Oh, did I do how old is Lauren now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Last one for y'all to the two in a row. Is Lauren married and when did Lauren get married?
How many?
Wait, why do people have
Is Lauren Cimarelli married?
You don't even wear a ring
yeah.
though.
Yeah.
Like, maybe they think you're hand. Lisa. Maybe they saw her get married. Like, when did Lauren Cimarelli get married?
My great uncle had a whole conversation with me and was like, you're married now? Wow, your baby's so big, blah, blah, blah. And then asked my husband, did you marry a teenager? I was like, why would he ask you that? And then at the end of the conversation, whatever, I'm like, yeah, I'm 28 now. And he was like, what? I thought you were 20, maybe 21. I was like, no, I'm 28. And then he was like, oh my gosh, you're the fourth oldest. Oh, you're Lisa. I thought you were Lauren this whole time.
You are twins,
my
wow.
own blood. But I haven't seen him in a long time, twins. And you know he's getting old.
He's very
he's
old.
He's like man. What 80 now? He's
yeah,
getting up
70.
There. So
okay. I
can't blame him.
80,
I blame buddy. Him for his actions, but
yeah, yeah he's around there.
He's yeah.
Holy crap,
he's
not old. Like
he's a senior citizen.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. oh, did I do you? Yeah, I just did yours. Okay, so
yeah,
did Christina leave Cimarelli? I don't know when you would think that because I was only not in like one video.
Maybe with the birth thing, like, the baby, the family. Yeah, now.
I literally was only not in one video. So
wow, what? Interesting.
So I don't know when you had time to think that, but if you look at our channel, you'll see I'm in every video. So no.
Not the video where I talked about shaving my head.
Yeah, not every video.
Yeah, but maybe they saw that one.
That you pawn off on us.
They saw that one and they said everyone
left. You weren't in the Crooked Fingers video, girl.
Yeah, out of the club.
I think my voice is that one because I'm talking off camera.
Wow.
Okay, so Laura and I, or no, Lisa already went through all yours. Last one for Amy is, does Amy Cimarelli have a tattoo?
A tattoo.
Because you always draw on yourself.
I have a penchant for drawing on myself with shavings. Part of me thinks that in A life, I would have had a tattoo because I think it's fun. But I also don't like, I actually don't care about needles. I just don't like the idea of having like something written on me forever. But I would not be surprised if one day I randomly got a tattoo.
Oh,
for no
I could
reason.
So really? See that.
But it would be meaningful, like a Marian cross symbol or something like that. But I wouldn't be surprised myself if I did that. But I don't think it's something that I would do. But I wouldn't be surprised if I did.
No, I could see you impulsively one night. You're like, guys, let's go get tattoos. And you get like something really small and delicate.
Yeah.
Like
the Marian.
Literally. And I feel like it would be like right there.
Yeah, let's go get tattoos.
Like somewhere in your forearm.
That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be surprised at myself if I did it. But I wouldn't be surprised if I did not.
I would be shocked at you.
I would not be shocked.
I'm not scared of needles and I love writing on them.
Because
you're not scared of needles?
No, when was I scared of needles?
She gave herself a shot for years.
I gave myself a shot for years.
She does not care about needles.
Okay, well, I would not say I'm necessarily not scared after giving myself my shot.
Yeah, but I would say
she was like
straight
six.
At like
you're just
nine
like
a years
needle,
old.
Whatever.
Yeah. See, to me, I don't even think of it as a needle because it's just poke.
Yeah.
Poke. It's not like going in and poke. Is it just poking
you?
Poke.
That's a good point.
It's
you
not
like, it
like
the same.
It's not an IV.
Yeah, it's not an IV.
Okay, the real question is, are you scared of permanence?
No.
Which I am.
I am.
I am so definitely.
Yeah.
I would think that you would be interesting.
Because you could also, you know, get it removed too. So.
What? Yeah,
that is
a thing.
Not like the easiest thing.
But if
but
you
it's
have
not
a small
impossible.
One. Yeah, if you have a small
it's
one that's
that
really thin,
that's
you
true.
Can definitely
when
get
I think
removed.
Of my friends who got the tiniest tattoos ever, it's definitely the types who are like.
The girl, Jessica from the Veronicas, has like a whole sleeve that's almost gone. It's
what?
Like very, very, very faint. Oh. You can see like the
she's
outlines.
Removing it.
It's removed mostly.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Guys, it's crazy what you can do in 2021. Okay, that was all the ones that I gathered for us today.
Love it.
I was going to say thanks for submitting. You guys didn't. Well, you may have searched a time
you
or
submitted
two.
Via Google.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so I definitely want to do in a future episode just the web's most searched questions, period.
Thank you.
Because that does sound really fun. So that will definitely be an episode later on in the season. Stay tuned. Let's move on to Sister Spotlight. I feel like I just had an energy drop.
Yeah, I felt that very palpably.
I'm like, time to relax. So
you're like, time for bed.
I'm just going to relax for now. So guys, Sister Spotlight, which is every week we put the spotlight on one sister with Christina. Get real with Christina. I almost actually just take again. Get real with Christina.
Lisa's Corner.
Lisa's Corner.
Amy's current crisis.
And Lauren's Take. So which sister are we putting the spotlight on this week?
Hey guys, it's me.
Amy's current crisis.
So here's the thing. I've been racking my brain for a crisis to do, and I haven't been able to think of one. So today, do you know how many crises I've used on this show?
All right.
So many. A girl can only have so many crises, you know, in her lifetime.
All right.
And so today, we're going to riff. And it's...
What?
It's going to be a list of cons. And these cons pertain to dating. That's what we're going to yell about men today, ladies. That's what we're going to do. Right.
The cons of dating?
Yes.
All right.
You've got to stop hitting the table.
I'm trying to think of the pros, which I could do a pro list maybe later. But
doesn't really sound like
today
a crisis.
The crisis cons.
All right, let's hear it. Let's hear the cons
here
of dating.
Here are the cons of dating. And
try not to hit the table.
Hey, maybe this is your current crisis.
Yeah. Honestly, maybe. We'll see. Okay.
Based on
Shut up. Okay, ladies. So let me think of my first con. Not being in control. I hate it. I have to like I hate not it. Be in control. I can't girl boss my way out of this one. Oh, I have to let go. I have to be. I don't even know.
What? Flexible?
Yes.
You have trust to be.
Yes. Horrific. Things I open. Don't know how to do. Mm-hmm. I have to be like, you know. You just, but no, I like what? Formulas. I like directions. I like how to do things, you know, but you can't just be like, you can do blah, 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 but you can't be in control of other people. And although I would love to, I also would not love to be in control.
Mm. Oh my gosh. Okay. It's the rush.
So that's the thing that I hate. No, it's the not rush. A rush unless you count paralyzing terror as a rush.
It is a rush.
I hate it. Because I was like, oh, it's fun and exciting. Well, maybe for you it's fun and exciting.
Well, I don't
maybe for you,
date people.
It was. That's my in your youth. Maybe okay, it was continue. Fun and exciting.
It was fun.
Yeah, I don't know why. Next thing. Let
don't
me think.
Know why.
Yeah, you have no control over anything. And then you have to like play this whole thing of like, oh, waiting, not waiting, like. Like, of like, oh, when do you text and what do you say? What do you do? Blah, 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 blah. And if you did not have a lot of experience like that in your teenager years when you're, like, learning how to socially interact in that way, then you're, like, out here being 7,000 years old being like, what do I do?
Wow, 7,000.
Yes. That is how I see myself genuinely some days. I'm like, I'm 7,000 and a half years old.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
And so that is a difficult thing that I've learned, though, over the years now. Now that I've gone through it for a few years, and then I'm like, okay. But before then, I was like, what do you do? Why? How? How do you speak? What do you say? And then you just get brainwashed by all these chick flicks and all these toxic things are good, but they're not. So then you have to sit there being like, what is the truth? And then you have to like these guys, and then they have to be wrong. And then you have to be like,
hey, why are you looking at Laura like she's your caretaker?
You keep looking at Laura?
Because we were just discussing.
It's like you have to be
wrong. Yeah. And then you have to tell your sister that they're wrong. And then you're like, why? And that'd be wrong. Because you're like, why can't I just only meet one person that's a great person and great? You have to go on this whole like journey. But there's no guarantees.
True. It's true.
So basically, I feel like I'm like the hobbit. I'm attempting to do whatever the hobbit does.
You need to watch that movie.
On the journey?
I've never seen the hobbit.
Oh,
it is about a journey.
The hobbit.
Oh my God.
When I think of a journey, it's the hobbit. So basically, you're out here hobbiting it up. Men have no respect nowadays.
What?
They just waste your time. They be weird and annoying. You're like, ew. And then. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They have no respect. You're like, ew. Yeah. No, because I.
You mean like they're not like, oh, let me take you on a date like that? You
yeah.
Mean? Yeah.
But also they just are like just doing so many weird things.
Like
can't
what?
Can't we just be upfront? Can't we just chill? Can't we just like not do what you're doing? Can't we just be mature? But apparently it's too much to ask in your mid-20s. I did not know that. But whatever. So, you know, we're trying to live, laugh, love, but you know what? It's hard.
It is.
So
in these conditions.
Those are the cons. You have no control. Men have no respect. Okay, you know what? Some men have respect. So not all men. Some men. So there are good men in this world. I have had to train myself to believe that. But it's supposedly true. But I do believe that. There are some great men out there. So
Amy's the gambling.
Hats off to you, not Lisa's hat.
Not my
hat. Hats off to you if you're a great man, because amen. All I'm asking for is some consistency, some communication, some men that are like nice and like, ah, this is what I think. This is how I feel. This is what's going on.
What about dating apps? Is that a con?
Okay, dating apps are, okay, you know what? I actually do enjoy them because, okay, they're kind of weird, but they're also good because it puts everyone in the same, like, mindset where it's like, okay, I don't have to guess what your intentions are. I don't have to guess if you have a girlfriend!
Well, hopefully.
Because you're a secret girlfriend sicko.
Unless you're my ex.
Yeah.
Is that a big, that's a big con?
Piece
yes.
of
crap. Okay.
Men lie about having a girlfriend.
No, that, I
and
don't
they
know what's
leave,
wrong with
they
me.
They leave town and they re-download.
Yes. Uh-oh. I don't know what's wrong with me in specific or my vibrational frequency just being tuned to the wrong station. But like, I have had so many weird secret girlfriend guys in my life. Just being like,
how many?
And I'm like, you have a girlfriend?
How many you think?
Just multiple. Probably like 4 or 5.
Oh my God.
Throughout the years. Just for no reason.
And they didn't tell you?
One time was sitting right next to a guy who was sitting right next to his girlfriend. And he did not introduce me. He did not look at her. He did not even know, pretend like he knew her. And he was chatting me up. Oh, blah, blah, blah. Oh, what is it? Oh, your fingers are so interesting.
What the
heck? All this stuff. And she was sitting there chatting up this other guy about his divorce. And I was like, what is it? They broke up shortly after, I will say.
Weirdos.
But I
was
just, that is the conditions that we're trying to live, laugh, love in this world. Mm. And I am appalled. I'm appalled at the conditions
I'm appalled
that
too.
We are forced to work with, ladies. So... good luck to all. To all, good luck.
Mm. Well, thank you. That was a riveting riff.
Thank you. I just riffed, guys. Great for me.
A slow clap.
All right, that's enough.
Okay.
Good stuff. Good stuff. It's enough clapping.
Thank you for sharing.
A lot of energy going out.
I feel like my
one.
Blood pressure went up a little bit. It's okay. I have low blood pressure, so it's all good.
Because I was yelling?
Wow. Okay. Thank you, Amy, for sharing Amy's current crisis. Glad to know what it's like to date in 2021.
Girl!
Oh, yeah. You have no idea.
Little Miss, I have not been in the dating pool since 2010.
2000. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wild day.
Never used the internet. I'm just kidding. I met Nick kind of from Facebook. But anyway, let's move on to the end of this episode, a.k.a. I don't really have much to say besides.
Saying goodbye.
Guys, if you want to get the really freaking cute jewelry, I just realized I'm probably just not going to take this bracelet off, which never happens because it actually fits for once.
No,
and
I love
it's so
that.
Cute. So it might just be like my go-to bracelet, which is exciting. Anyway, it's Ana Luisa, A-N-A-L-U-I-S-A, shop.analuisa.com/Cimarelli. Go to the link in the description, 20% off right now. That's all I gotta say.
That's it, guys.
See you in the next episode if you're a Patreon, and in the next two episodes from now, episode if you're YouTube. Join our Patreon to get all the episodes of the Cimarelli podcast, and we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Yeah.
You've been listening to the Cimarelli podcast. Follow Cimarelli on Spotify and subscribe on YouTube. You can also find Cimarelli on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.